All right, at this time, I would love to invite Miles, along with his parents and his sponsors, to come forward as we begin the sacrament of holy baptism.
Oh, he's already...
That's actually not a bad... That's not... Are you ready? God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of holy baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Do you present Miles Martin to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? If so, say, we do. As you bring this child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with Miles among God's faithful people, to bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in his hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture him in faith and prayer so that Miles may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Miles grow in Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do. And now, people of God, do you promise to support Miles Martin and pray for him in his new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. I now ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? If so, say, I do. I invite the congregation to rise and answer along with the sponsors and the parents who answer for Miles. You may answer in remembrance of your baptism. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that he who is here baptized may be given new life. Write him into your story of salvation and wash away the sin of Miles Martin and all those cleansed by baptismal water. Bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. All right, Miles, can you step up right there? Miles Martin, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you are. Step back. Hold on to the white forehead, all right? The Lord be with you. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Miles Martin, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Miles Martin, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your light so shine before others, so they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Your job to hold on to that for a moment, all right? We light this candle to mark this day for Miles, so that he too can let his light shine for all the world. And now let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Cedric and Taylor, the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gifts that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for Miles Martin. Strengthen them in their own baptism, so they may share eternally with their child the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the congregation please rise as we join together in welcoming Miles. Through baptism, God has made this new brother a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. I would love if you can just walk with me for just a second. Here we are. This is the newest member of God's family and our congregation family, Miles Martin. Isn't he wonderful? You are wonderful, by the way. All right. Hold on, we have some things. All right, you can blow the candelabra for you and for you. That there keeps you. So this is his baptismal certificate, the copy of the letter that I read to him. And Miles, this is for you. Usually we give blankets, but I didn't think a little baby blanket was going to be what you wanted. So instead, that's for you on your birth, your baptism. You are very welcome. You guys may have a seat. Give me 2 seconds. Here we are.